Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 21. I read for you again these words. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. It's said that repetition is the mother of all learning. That's why we spend so much time reviewing the basics, the fundamentals. Athletes and musicians know the countless repetitions of various drills to nail down certain skills. And no matter the level, including professionals, they return to the basics over and over again. In any field of endeavor, it's necessary to constantly repeat the basic and fundamental practices and skills to grow and improve. So too, the church repeats what is most necessary for us to know, believe, and live. God's Word, liturgy, the catechism, hymns, the prayers. And so today, we see some repetition to help the disciples grow in faith and prepare them to be the fishers of men Jesus had called them to be. Sometime after Jesus had twice appeared to his disciples in the upper room, the disciples had gone ahead into Galilee as Jesus had said. And yet while they waited for Jesus, Peter decided to go fishing. And six other disciples went with him. Then it must have seemed like deja vu. Fishing all night without catching anything. Jesus telling them to let down their nets on the right side of the boat. A miraculous catch of fish. After all, in Luke chapter 5, we read of that Jesus had asked Peter to put out a little from land so that Jesus could teach the people. When he was done, he told them to put out into the deep and let down their nets. Though they had fished all night, they caught nothing. Yet at Jesus' word, they did what he said. They caught so many fish that their nets were breaking. They called their partners to help, and both boats began to sink because of the catch of fish. On that occasion, Peter said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." But Jesus answered him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Today, though, the disciples were on their own. Jesus stood on shore asking if they caught anything. Not knowing who he was, they said, "No." He told them to try again. And again, they were blessed with a miraculous catch of fish. At this, John told Peter, "It is the Lord." And instead of trying to get away from Jesus, this time Peter couldn't wait to get to him. And then Jesus fed them with fish and bread, which should have seemed familiar to them as well. They knew it was the Lord. Now, by hauling these nets full of fish, the disciples of the Lord are acting out for us the purpose and the power of His Word, which He had given these men to preach. Again, this is not the first time this had happened. As Peter and the others cast their nets at the command of the Lord, so also did they go out to the nations, casting the net of the divine word, proclaiming the death and resurrection of Jesus for our salvation. In the same way that our Lord Jesus had miraculously filled their nets in today's gospel, so also did the risen Christ prosper the preaching of these men, gathering all Christians into the holy net of the Christian church. The miraculous catch of fish in today's gospel reminds us of the important role that teaching of the apostles must continue to have to play in every day of our lives. We are not the fishers of men, but the New Testament writers still are. We are the fish in the nets, gathered in by those men so that by believing, you may have life in His name. Therefore, we should take their words seriously. Read, mark, learn, and take it to heart, and never allow for any replacements. Soon after their nets were filled, Peter jumped into the water with all his clothes on. And this was no accident, but a deliberate act. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped to the waist for work, and he threw himself into the sea. We can think of this as Peter demonstrating to us the benefit and power of our baptism into Christ. By clothing himself before entering the water, Peter brings to mind the word of the Lord, which states, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." And again, "Not that we would be unclothed, but clothed." And yet again, "He has given me a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." By entering the water in order to get to Jesus, Peter also reminds us of that earlier baptism-like event when he got out of the boat to come to Jesus in the midst of the sea. And when his faith faltered, Jesus grasped Peter by the hand in the water and delivered his servant from death through the water. In today's gospel, Peter acts out for each of us the blessing and benefit of our own baptism into Christ. Peter shows us that wet clothing, that is to say, baptismal clothing, is the single best way for us now to approach our crucified and risen Lord, so that we may stand in His presence and participate in His gifts. And then, the nourishing meal that had been prepared and laid out for Christ Himself. When the disciples got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid on it and bread. They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. If this bread and fish breakfast reminds you of how Jesus had earlier miraculously fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, then you're headed in a good direction. Likewise, when Jesus fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves and a few fish, so Jesus provided for the needs of his disciples and still does for us. All of this repetition happened. The catch of fish, being fed with bread and fish, so that disciples would believe in Jesus and his resurrection. All of this was meant to strengthen them in their ministry of preaching Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sins. All of this was a part of the fundamental message they would proclaim. So what about us? Jesus didn't call us to be fishers of men. He didn't tell us to let down our nets for a catch. He doesn't necessarily feed us with bread and fish. But he does provide for all of your earthly needs. Even more, he feeds you a meal much better than bread and fish. He feeds you with his body and blood in the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of sins. So, with the preaching of the word for the forgiveness of your sins, whereby you are gathered into the apostles' nets, as it were, the miracle of baptism, the washing away of sin, whereby you pass through the water to be with Jesus, the Holy Communion, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, whereby you eat and drink in the presence of the Lord. With these things, today's gospel reviews the basics for us. Today's gospel reviews and delivers to you the most essential things. Keep these things stuck in your mind. These things will help you to move forward into each day. Above all, diligently guard yourselves against any and all things that would offer to help the preaching of the word or the administration of holy baptism and the Holy Communion. For these things need no help and no simplification. Beware of anything that gets in the way of the preaching of his word or your hearing of it, or the administration of baptism and the Holy Communion. For anything outside of these will only cloud and block your view of the crucified and risen Christ. Don't let anything replace the preaching of the word or the administration of the sacraments, for such replacements will lead you only to look away from Jesus and back into death. Alleluia. Christ is risen. In the word, in baptism, in the Holy Communion, the resurrection now comes to you, and you join Peter in coming to Jesus. Amen.